This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is one of those days where you can really shine, baby, shine. It's a good day. I'm feeling a little retrospective, feeling introspective, maybe more than retrospective. But we are at our best. You need to be at your best when you do this sort of thing for a living. It's the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Carol will be back on tomorrow, it would appear, Wednesday, the 28th of August, although we're thankful to have had services of Adam here with us for a couple of days. He didn't mess things up too badly. It was okay.
He did a nice job.
Yeah, he did.
He's juggling all of our crazy.
Yes, right. Speak for yourself. What do you mean all
of
our
crazy? Well, the show has, like, I mean, we're all in different...
To whom are you referring? What are you...
The setup of the show, we all don't sit in the same room together. That's our secret. I'm in Los Angeles, Victoria's in New York, you're outside of Boston. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
A lot of work.
It is.
Adam's in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. It is. You guys are pros. Right. You make it easy.
That's easy for you to say. Okay. The city of New York, or the state of New York, we're looking now. Jennifer's been investigating because she has lots of time, free time in her life, and so she's stumbled upon...
It's all New York-centric, by the way. This is just a survey about where people would like to live.
In New York. Is it New Yorkers or in New York, or what is this?
New York's part of this. So there was a survey that was done by Zillow. You know Zillow.com?
Zillow is a real estate firm that values property, yes.
Exactly right. And so what they did is that they collected data on the number of page views for sale and for rent listings on Zillow. And the researcher here, Jeff Tucker is his name, he found that most people searching for homes in San Diego, California, are located in Los Angeles, Riverside, San Francisco, and New York. Apparently, New Yorkers want to move to San Diego. Now, what's funny is that San Diego actually wants to move to Phoenix.
Really? See, I can't imagine why anybody would want to move to Phoenix. I think it's a horrible place.
Well, you know what? When you live in California, a lot of people want to move to Arizona because it's cheaper. It is not. It's the cost of living that's so
much
better. But
there's something... There's ambiance around you in California. In Phoenix,
but if you're living on the street, you're exposed to too much of it.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
See, the New York to San Diego does not surprise me at all. I've never been to San Diego, but as a New Yorker,
great city.
Everyone tells me I would love San Diego.
Yeah, you would. Yep, you would.
So very sophisticated. I can tell you what it is. San Diego is like New York City, except on the ocean and much more laid back. San Diego is like a little city all by itself. People get out and walk. There's mass transit. So if you are accustomed to some of those benefits living in New York, then you would totally love San Diego.
It's a well-organized, well-run city in comparison to other cities in California.
It's not like coming to Los Angeles. If you say, I want to come to Los Angeles is so spread out that if you're a New Yorker...
But it's not the same feel, Jennifer, either, I don't think.
Well, it's not the same feel, but if you're a New Yorker and you're used to using mass transit, not having a car, Los Angeles is not the place for you.
No.
Right. Now, there's some other information here. San Diego...
Can I digress for a second?
Please.
The first time I ever landed in San Diego... I thought it's worse than landing in Washington or at LaGuardia, because you're flying in directly over the city. You fly in over, and you think you're going to, if you haven't been there before and you look out the plane, you think you're going to land on top of a building. It's that tight in. It's that close in. But they don't have a lot of, other than fog, a lot of weather that makes it difficult to get in and out of there. But anyway, that was my first observation. Then it felt so warm, inviting. The city's fairly compact. I wish it weren't so far off the beaten. Yeah, very clean. It's great.
Yeah, it gets good reviews for that. And there must be some sort of an intellectual connection, because New Yorkers moving to L.A., every one of my friends and family members who are New Yorkers, New Jersey people who moved to L.A., within a year or two, they're back, because they just can't take, like, the super laid back. But there's some connection intellectually then that New Yorkers and San Diego people have, or the city has, where it keeps people stimulated enough that New Yorkers could actually live there. No, and I'm not saying that, like, it's not like an intellectual thing. I'm just saying there's an energy, I think, that's different in San Diego.
Yeah. All right, so Jen, keep going.
So residents of Washington, D.C., Miami, Detroit, Houston, and Chicago all want out. They use Zillow to get out of the areas that they're in.
Washington,
and not D.C., Miami, Detroit, Houston, and Chicago. Those people want out, and not many house hunters are looking to get in any of those
can
cities.
Can I interrupt you again?
Yeah.
Let's think about it for a second. Washington is a sewer, a cesspool of horrible
people. Live there because of their job, typically, right?
Yeah, no one
Miami
chooses to live
has
there.
Been inundated by, let's face it, the city has changed dramatically to Little Havana. It's become Big Havana. It's not the same city that it was when I remember spending lots of time in Florida as a kid. As far as Houston is concerned, who the hell would want to live in that heat? It's awful. It's the most humid place I've ever been.
Well,
worse.
Houston's terrible.
And Chicago, the crime, Chicago is a great city, but the damn crime is driving everybody out.
I actually like Chicago and D.C. as cities, but you're right. The crime is driving people out, and Detroit is economically depressed.
I think Washington is a fascinating city.
Oh, it's
gorgeous. Just a horrible place to live. That's
it's
the
hard.
Problem with that. I live there.
And it's hard to live well there.
Yeah, it is. Okay, anyway,
now,
so back to what you're saying.
The places that are popular targets for home buyers are Seattle, Tampa, and Portland. How about that?
Portland, oh my gosh. For the last 5 years, I know someone who knows someone who moved to Portland.
Zillow says that it's one of the most popular locations for people out of Portland.
The Northwest.
Yep.
The Northwest is becoming very, very
and
popular.
And Seattle, too. I've never been to either, but I've also heard great things about Seattle.
A very, 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 very progressive cosmopolitan city. You'd like it there as well. You'd like Seattle more than Portland.
Portland's, Seattle was my favorite city until I went to Boston.
Yeah. I know you do. I don't. Being a Bostonian, living here all my life, I don't find Boston to be a fascinating.
See,
a lot of history
like
here.
I'm an East Coaster at heart, and I love the history.
Yeah, you think
history is wonderful in Boston, and the architecture.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to live there though. Yeah.
No, it's too hard to get around Boston, especially now. Everything's been gentrified. It is crazy expensive. You think it's just nuts. And because there's so much, I mean, the good thing is it's attracted a lot of business, not only into the city itself, but a core route around 128.
I love New York. New York has a special vibe, but I couldn't live in New York. New York is just too much for me.
New York would give you a lot of anxiety, I think.
Yeah, it's just too much. Boston, to me, is a city vibe, but it's still nice and you have history and, you know.
It's compact. All right, Jennifer, thank you for that report. We were speaking about Seattle. I want to go back to something, the life of a man I've been thinking about and celebrating today. Those of you who don't remember Al Haynes, who was the pilot of United Flight 232 that crashed into the airport and the cornfield in Sioux City, Iowa. This guy was, I use the term hero. Those that more familiar, because you're maybe younger and you don't remember Al Haynes, you remember Sullenberger, the guy who saved all those people, the plane ditches into the Hudson River, and everybody lives. Well, the Al Haynes story is pretty much the same. This is a guy who was a pilot, a teacher, he was in charge of the Seattle base. He lived in Seattle, and for a number of years, as he decided what he wanted to do and where he wanted to fly, he wanted to be home every night. So he had the ranking, but he chose to do, for years, he flew Seattle, Denver, Denver, Chicago, and back again every day, or three times a week. And so one day in August of 1989, he's on his flight, and he's at 32,000 feet, and this huge explosion, huge. The plane rattles, and he thinks it's going to crash. And what happened was this was a tri-engine DC-10, and the top engine blew off. Literally fell up, came apart, blew, exploded. And with it, all the hydraulic lines and the controls of the plane were dead. He's at 32,000 feet. What does he do? Well, he and the co-pilot, and it happened that there was an instructor pilot on the plane, came into the cockpit. The three of them managed over a 40-minute period of time to get that plane, which would have nosedived and killed everybody on it, if it hadn't been for these guys, mostly Al Haynes, who figured he knew the plane cold, and he was an instructor, so he really knew the plane, and he really knew how to fly, as opposed to the guys today that get the plane off the ground and hit a button, and it flies itself to the next destination. How's that work for you, those guys in 737 Maxes? I wonder what Al Haynes would have thought about flying one of those pieces of crap. Anyway, the plane comes down. There's some audio that we have of the back and forth between him. This is a guy, remember, he's at 32,000 feet. The plane could be crashing. Listen to the tone of his conversation with the air traffic controller.
Okay, so you know we have almost no controllability. Very little elevator and almost no aileron. We're controlling the turns by power. I don't think we can turn right, but I think we can only make left turns. Well, we're starting a little bit of a left turn right now. I mean, we can only turn right. We can't turn left.
United 232 Heavy, understand, sir. You can only make right turns?
That's appropriate.
32 Heavy, say souls on board and fuel remain.
We have 37.6.
United 232 Heavy, Sioux City.
We have no hydraulic fluid, which means we have no elevator control, almost none, and very little aileron control. I have serious doubts about making the airport. Have you got someplace near there that we might be able to ditch? Unless you get control of this airplane, we're going to put it down wherever it happens to be.
United 232 Heavy, roger. Standby 1. United 232 Heavy, say again. 232 Heavy, do you think you'll be able to hold about a 240 heading?
I think I'll turn through to it right now.
Roger. When you get turned to that 240 heading, sir, the airport will be about 12 o'clock at 38 miles.
Okay, we're trying to control it just by power alone now. We have no hydraulics at all, so we're doing our best here.
Roger, and we've notified the equipment out in that area, too, sir. The equipment's here on the airport standing by, and they're sending some out to that area.
We're going to have to continue one more right turn. We've got the elevator pretty much under control within 300 or 400 feet. We still can't do much of that turn.
The plane's about to crash.
We do have the elevators possibly under control. We've got the whole altitude.
Negative. We don't have it. We are better, that's all.
Roger.
He's trying to tell the air traffic control.
Air traffic control wasn't really that sympathetic.
Well, he didn't understand what was going on because Haynes' voice was so calm. He didn't get the danger that was about to take place. The plane broke into four sections, and the back part of the plane where the 112 people died exploded. He got out, and so did 184 other people. And if it weren't for him,
the back half died and then the front half lived.
Yeah.
Isn't that, and that's the opposite of what they tell you. They say that the back of the plane is the safest. Apparently not.
Not in this circumstance. No.
Yeah.
He walked out of it. And
crazy.
So did most of the other people that lived, and then the other back part of the plane, which separated, just burned.
Did they make it to the airport? Where did they land?
They landed kind of on the airport. If you look at the video of this,
it shows
the plane coming
down.
I can't
find any. I'm trying to see some video.
You should be able to just put United Flight 232 or Al Haynes in.
Wild.
And that video will come up. But here's a guy, when I interviewed him the first time, I interviewed him a couple of times because I found him so fascinating. He was more interested in talking about the softball league that he coached. That's why he wanted to be home every night, because he coached his kids in softball. And he also loved his wife. His wife was sick. He had a horribly tragic life. One of his children was killed in a car accident. One of them died of a horrible disease. His wife died 3 or 4 years after this plane crash, and he lived the rest of his life alone. But he was really, you look at his face when he was at the time of this circumstance, and then how weathered it was. You see some pictures of him just before he passed away. But this is the kind of guy, when you use the word hero, you're talking about this guy. Imagine the ability that he had to control that plane. When they refer to they call it 232 Heavy. Heavy means a double aisle jumbo plane. So, Al Haynes passing away at the age of 87. 21 after the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello.
Hello.
Is it me you're looking for?
Hello.
I can see it in your eyes.
See in your eyes, Victoria.
I can see it in your smile.
I can see in your smile.
You're all I've ever wanted.
This is Lewis. All I've ever wanted.
I hate this song.
Yeah. I'm not a fan. I was never a fan of the Commodores, and I really have not. I'm not a big digging Lionel Richie either.
I like some of Lionel Richie's other songs, but this one just is kind of doesn't do it for me.
So Lionel Richie is in the Music Focus here, 24 after the hour, on the DJV program with the Victoria and I, focusing on this song, which is not this song, but a new song. Debuting at number one on the Billboard chart. First top musical act of the U.S. for the first time since the list launched in 2004, the Billboard Artist 100 chart. He is at number one thanks to his new live album, Hello from Las Vegas, which arrives at number two on the Billboard 200 chart. The live album earns Lionel a slot, let's see, his sixth solo top 10 slot. So somebody must like his music, Victoria. Yeah.
Well, he's also had a resurgence of popularity from being on American Idol.
On TV. Yeah, right.
Yeah, he's been a judge on Idol for the last two seasons. So
is he coming back again this next year?
Oh, yeah.
Who else? Is Katy Perry coming back again?
It's the same three.
The chart measures artist activity across key metrics of music, on the stuff that you are listening to, buying, that kind of stuff, blending album sales, tracking radio airplay, that sort of thing, streaming, social media interaction. So it provides a weekly multiple dimension that ranks an artist and his or her popularity. Billie Eilish holds the number two spot, interestingly enough. Taylor Swift is number three.
It gives me so much more respect for Lionel Richie, because who would ever have thought that Lionel Richie would be number one
at this
then
point
Billie
in his
Eilish,
career.
Right, yeah. And then Billie Eilish at number two, and Taylor Swift even at number three.
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting. I like Lionel Richie as a person. I think he's a fun personality. He's great. But that's cool for him.
Yeah, it's big for his career. He's got to be, mid-late 60s, maybe more? How old is he? Got to be.
I don't know.
I would think he'd be right up in my...
Is he 70, maybe?
I would think he's close to my age, yeah. All right, so that's that story. But he's maintained his relevance. See, you can do that.
Yes.
One of the things that I strive for is to maintain my relevance. I can honestly admit that I don't always know, and I admit to not knowing a lot of the music stuff that you guys follow, because it isn't in my wheelhouse. But most everything else that's going on around, I feel very up on. As a matter of fact, usually in conversations with people, I know more than most anybody of any age. I mean, that's just because I'm a curious sort.
Yeah, he is 70. I just looked it up.
Yeah.
Another big part of his popularity is his daughter, Nicole Richie. Like,
yes.
I know Lionel through Nicole because she's had reality shows where he's on it, and he's very funny, and so she's really also helped introduce him.
She kind of straightened herself out, too, hasn't she?
Oh, completely. I just
she
love
a mess
her. She's fabulous.
And she was with the Paris Hilton all
the
time.
Yeah, exactly.
A mess, the two of them. Next up, musically, Steep Canyon Rangers. Boys to Men have remade Be Still Moses, collaborating. The voices are all together on this version of Be Still Moses. It's a gospel tune. Didn't get that
I think you
the
would
title.
Like this.
I want to hear it. Crank it up a little, Adam, would you?
Keep your head down. Moses, don't make
See, I used to sing this stuff in the college choir. Love the spiritual, the gospel, all this good stuff. A little slow in tempo from the original version. Let's see. The Asheville Symphony Orchestra is behind their singing, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Boyz II Men have been dabbling in country collaborations recently. They are opposite Brett Young on CMT Crossroads earlier this year. The new version of Be Still Moses appears on Steep Canyon Rangers' upcoming orchestral album. There it is. Keep your head high. 28 past the hour.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Missouri's ban on abortions past 8 weeks of pregnancy, with no exceptions for incest or rape, blocked temporarily at least by a federal judge. Planned Parenthood and the ACLU likely to succeed in their suit that claims that the ban is unconstitutional. The director of Planned Parenthood in St. Louis says,
now we are adding to the list of states that are clearly saying these are unconstitutional bans on abortion. So that's a huge victory for Missourians.
Tropical storm Dorian expected to strengthen today and could be a hurricane when it strikes Puerto Rico later today or tonight. President Trump approving an emergency declaration for the island already. The storm's expected to hit South and Central Florida this weekend. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Before you signed the lease for your very own office, before you gave your 2 weeks' notice, before you asked your parents for a loan, before you worked nights and weekends, there was a business plan that you put to paper. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there, all at great prices every day. And now, a case of Staples copy paper is only $29.99. You save $24. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only. Ends 8/31/19. Valid on SKU 135-848. Limit 5 while supplies last.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
At the hour now on the DJ D program. Wednesday, August 28th is upon us. How do you do? Well, I can hope and think and pray that you're going to get busy today. You're going to be confident. You're going to be happy. You're working toward a meaningful goal at work or with your life in general. you remember, maybe you read this, Victoria. George Bernard Shaw said, the secret of being miserable is to have the leisure to bother about whether you are happy or not.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does. All right, speaking of being miserable, Mr. Epstein, who passed last week, still seems to be occupying way too much of our time in the news media. So what's the latest?
Well, it's actually been 2 weeks now that he's 2 weeks? Been gone. Wow. It feels like it's been a month. Oh, really? For me, it feels like it's been longer than that. But, yeah, yesterday in a Manhattan court, 16 women who say they were sexually abused by Jeffrey Epstein, one at a time, poured out their anger and lashed out at him as a coward and a manipulator. And this is in front of a judge. Basically, the judge gave them their day in court that they were denied because he killed himself. I think this was really important for all of these girls to get up there and be able to have their moment, because so many of them said that they never had a chance to face him, that one woman who accused Epstein of raping her in his New York mansion when she was 15 said, the fact that I will never have a chance to face my predator in court eats away at my soul. And so she said, even in death, Epstein is trying to hurt me. I had hoped to get at least an apology, but this evil man had no remorse or caring for what he did to anyone. I think everyone can probably agree with that. So this hearing was convened by a U.S. district judge who presided over the case after federal prosecutors had arrested Epstein last month. And the question before the judge was whether to throw out the indictment because of his death. And usually that kind of goes with a hearing or goes without a hearing. But the judge in this case, I think he made the right decision. He wanted to hear all these women speak. And so now this will move the case further along. Again, he's dead, so it's not, they can't do anything to him, but they can freeze all of his assets, and that they can definitely move forward. Now, all of these girls, almost all of them, directly mentioned his accomplices, and Ghislaine Maxwell, that British woman who basically lived at Epstein's New York mansion and on that island, his creepy island, they all mentioned that she was involved in this, too. And so there are a lot of specific details that the judge felt were important to come forward. Girls who were only 14, there was a 15-year-old, Virginia Jeffrey. She's the one who's been the most vocal about this. Now, she was a 15-year-old working at Mar-a-Lago, which Trump owned. Yeah, and that's when she says she was recruited to perform sex acts on Epstein and on other people. And she was 15. She was an aspiring actress. And she said that he pressured her into sex when she was in her early, even through her early 20s. So, and he held her passport and basically kept her as a sex slave. So, so there's just more and more details that we've been sort of hearing about, really came out.
The human condition is really amazing, isn't it? When you think about it, think of all the people who live their lives with big dreams and the dreams come true and they have a fabulous life. Yeah. And then there are others like these people who get into, for whatever the reason, I have my own thoughts and I'm not necessarily going to share them as to why these things happen, but they get into situations that there seem to be no reason for. There's nothing worldly about this. It just seems that it happens to people. What's the old expression? It was Rabbi Harold Kushner who wrote the book When Bad Things Happen to Good People. Do you ever read that book?
I have not read it, but I certainly know of it. It's very famous.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a lot of food for thought, I'll tell you.
And it's all these, and unfortunately, the problem is when we talk about, like, the Me Too movement, and it's usually men, and some women, but usually men, who criticize women for not coming out sooner and not talking about things when it happened, Yeah. And all of these women now, all these years later, they're in their, 30s, and they have these stories. They all have the same thing. They said in the end, they felt ashamed and embarrassed that he had manipulated them, that he dangled his wealth and power and connection to celebrities and political figures. He seized on their vulnerabilities, and they all said that they just didn't come forward because they just couldn't live with the shame and embarrassment of coming forward and saying, this is what I allowed to happen to me. But when you're 14, 15, 16, you're still a child. And I'm so tired of people saying underage women. No, underage women are children. That's it. It's a child. The news media, and especially men, and it's a lot of people on the right who keep saying, oh, underage women, he had sex with underage women. No, he had sex with children. He's a pedophile. And the stories that these girls have are just, I'm really happy that they were able to get them out in court, and maybe now there will be some closure for these victims. But it was a horrific day. It was a 2.5-hour proceeding, and very emotional, as you can imagine.
Speaking of getting it out, the president of Brazil must be a real beauty. He has now said the reason he's rejecting the $20 million that was offered by the G7 to fight the fires that he started in the rainforest is because he's annoyed at the president, Mr. Macron of France, for calling him a liar. And until he apologizes, it's like a bunch of girls arguing outside school. That's what this reminds me of. Can you just imagine? I'm not going to do anything about saving the planet until this guy apologizes to me. My feelings are hurt. You moron.
Well, he doesn't want the money because he doesn't want to stop the fires. That's really where all of this comes down to. He's just deflecting. Yeah. That's all it is. He doesn't want to stop the fire. Someone else is going to have to go in there, and I don't know if it's going to be a military action, but someone else is going to have to go in and forcibly stop it, because he's not going to do it.
Douse him. All right, time for us to help ourselves to a great night's sleep. You ready to build your time in bed into the thing, the part of the day you look forward to most? There's a lot of great things you should look forward to every day, including the end of the day when you're going to get into that cozy bed of yours, hopefully with somebody that you want to be with, and wrap yourself around the sheets and the pillows that have all come from MyPillow. So to thank you for being a MyPillow customer, Mike Lindell, who started the company as the CEO, is offering some very special, fabulous deals on some of the items that are at the catalog, MyPillow.com. One of them you've heard me talking about the past couple of weeks, the body pillow, regularly $89.99, but now using the promo code DJV on the special page for radio listeners, you'll get it for $29.99. Now, next on the list is the queen size platinum premium MyPillow. You can buy 10 of these for $23 a piece with the promo code DJV. Normally they're $70, 66% off right now. The Queen Platinum Premium MyPillow, all the reason in the world to get a stock for your house. Children going off to college, make sure they have good pillows so they rest well and they do well in college. So let's check it out. Go to MyPillow.com. 60-day money-back guarantee on everything. 10-year warranty on everything. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Save up to 66%, including the body pillow and the Queen Platinum Premium Pillow. It's promo code DJV after answer to enter for all these great specials.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back. 44 at the hour here on the DJV program. The time from conception to a child's second birthday is the most important 1,000 days of their life, as these initial months are vital developmental periods during which babies' brains and their bodies need the right fuel to grow. Joining us now for a conversation about baby nutrition, Dr. Christina Valentine, who's the medical director at Reckitt Beckon, and I'm going to pronounce this, I want to make sure this is a mouthful here, Dr. Valentine. Is it Reckitt Bensicker? Mead Johnson.
I'll make it easy for you. Just say RV Health.
RV Health or RB Health?
RB.
RB Health. Okay, I like that. That's much better. And people won't remember the rest of it anyway. They'll
That's
remember
right.
that. Right. Also joining us is Lucille Bessler, who is a registered dietitian, president of the Family Nutrition Center of South Florida. So let's get right to the heart of the matter, nutrition, proper nutrition. Does it start with breastfeeding, doctor?
Yes, yes. Breast milk has always been the gold standard. It contains special protein, fats, unique carbohydrates, vitamins and minerals, really to set the foundation for your baby's lifelong health. However, we know from our global human milk platform, where we've investigated human milk samples from around the world, that you can take some of these key ingredients and provide that in superior solutions as long as the baby gets some of these key nutrients. In those first 1,000 days, the predominant nutrition that seems to drive that brain development and a lot of that activity in the brain for not just development but also behavior is the special omega-3 fatty acid, docosahexaenoic acid, or DHA, iron, and then another immune-building protein is lactoferrin. So if you can get these important ingredients in your baby's health, you can be reassured that it really will impact their lifelong health.
And by the way, these are things we need in our lives all through our lives. They're important when we start our lives to have them and then to keep them in our bodies. Ms. Bressler, the whole idea of getting, as a nurse, you probably encounter this all the time, women who can't breastfeed or have a problem breastfeeding. So how do we get these, as a nurse, how do you get these things into a child whose mother is having a hard time breastfeeding?
So as a dietitian, I will tell you, we see a lot of families that are very diverse nowadays. Many different kinds of caretakers. So not everyone is going to be able to breastfeed their baby. But the good news is that this science that Dr. Valentine is speaking of, the nutrients matter. These nutrients are now found in infant formula through great science and innovation. So parents and caretakers can still feel confidence that baby will get the best nutrition because these formulas will have DHA, lactoferrin, and something also called MFGM. And that's a combination of protein and fat that's found in most mammals' milk, and it is now found in infant formula, and it supports brain development and function. In particular, so, not all formulas have this. And you have to really look. Our Enfamil NeuroPro has the MFGM. And in addition, folks should look on the label to make sure it's not just something thrown in there, but it's at the right dose of our human milk.
I think that was my question about Enfamil or other. I guess Enfamil is a name that we all know. Where the heck do they get these things? I've always wondered that. Where do they? How do they get the things that we need to have into this formula? Where do they come from?
So one thing we have found is through dairy science capabilities, this natural source of MFGM and an algal source of DHA can be put in a very nice superior solution safely and with high quality. And we find using various technological activity with computers and different imaging that it's very similar to the human milk source, which is good, reassuring thing for folks.
Good to know. Thank you, Doctor. Dr. Valentine and Ms. Bessler. Enfamil is the product that we're talking about. You might want to check it out. Enfamil.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Gee, Victoria, we've never heard the theme from Halloween before on this portion of the program, have we?
No.
You think that Chuck Curry was about to join us? I believe that he is joining us. In fact, Chuck Curry, our movie man, this is Movie Moments, so Halloween theme. Chucker told me, Victoria, you heard of, you're a witness to this, to be quiet so that he could do
true.
What he needed to do today. All right, so Chucker, I will be quiet, and you may have as much time as you need in the next
five. Well, I need you to interject. You know, the next installment in the Halloween rebooted franchise starts filming in about a week. It's called Halloween Kills, which I know you're excited about that title. Jamie Lee Curtis is back once again as the character of Laurie Strode. I'm sure she got a really big paycheck to do this installment, just like the last one. But they're going to do two Halloween films back-to-back. One's going to be released October 16, 2020, which is Halloween Kills. The next installment, Halloween Ends, October 2021, and actor Anthony Michael Hall, best known for movies like The Breakfast Club and 16 Candles, he's going to play a character named Tommy Doyle, who was a character in the original 1978 original Halloween film, young boy who Jamie Lee Curtis's character babysat Halloween night.
So, that's cool.
I find that interesting. You know, it's interesting. I think this franchise still works for this generation simply because that theme music is so good, and it sort of sets the feel for the Halloween season. Unlike Jason from the Friday the 13th movies or Freddy from the Nightmare on Elm Street films, I think those franchises might have a little bit of an issue rebooting himself in 2019, 2020. But Halloween, for whatever reason, still works. Even though, Doug, they make the same film over and over.
Over.
So on that one?
And, it's the same movie.
Yeah,
over
basically.
And over and over and over and over again. Well, listen. No account for tape,
I like
Chucker.
It, though. I do look forward to this stuff, I got to be honest.
I know you do. All right, that's item number one. Item number two.
This is an interesting story. The other day we talked about Martin Scorsese's The Irishman and how Netflix was negotiating with a couple major theater chains of being Regal and AMC, the show, Scorsese's gangster epic, $160 million movie starring Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, Al Pacino in theaters. Well, they had an impasse. Netflix stood its ground, negotiated only a 27-day window before streaming. The major chains won a 90, which is standard. So The Irishman will be released in theaters, but not multiplexes, meaning it'll play only in independent sort of art house theaters, which is good
so
for the
AMC
theater.
So AMC sold it a pound sand then, is what you're saying.
Yes. And they had to. They had to, because if they bend, every studio in the business will want the same thing. Deal. So
why do they? Let me understand something. What does Netflix, if they have a wide release, it helps the word of mouth for the movie. I don't understand why they're playing this thing the way they're playing it. It seems to be bad business. Doesn't make a lot
I
of
do
sense.
Because I think their whole selling point is when they make an original property, their subscribers, which is massive worldwide.
But I want to see it on a big screen.
I do too.
I don't want to see it on a small screen. I want to see it on a big screen.
Especially a movie like that.
Yeah.
I completely agree.
But Netflix, I think, just announced that they've got 10 movies that are going to be in theaters before they're on streaming.
Yeah, so they will. They want a very narrow window between theatrical and their streaming service, and the major chains are not going to give it to them, which they, like I said, if they did cave, then you're going to have every studio in the industry wanting the same deal, and that would be catastrophic for theater owners and moviegoers who like going to the movies
long term. I don't get the thinking, Frankie. All right, that's number two. Number three,
Nathan Fillion, who I like him. He was the star of the ABC TV show Castle and The Rookie.
Yep.
He will lead James Gunn, who directed Guardians of the Galaxy. He's going to do The Suicide Squad, which is sort of a reboot of Suicide Squad over at Warner Brothers. No Will Smith, but Margot Robbie will be back as Harley Quinn. This is good news for Nathan Fillion's career. Well, he had that incident, James Gunn, at Disney, where they unsurfaced some old tweets that were not risque, to say the least. So Disney fired him.
Being a space
Warner
guy.
Brothers hired him, and then Disney rehired him anyway months later. So he's going to do both The Suicide Squad and Guardians of the Galaxy Part 3.
Huh.
Pretty talented guy, though.
Yeah, I mean, I can see, though, Fillion playing a role like that. He's got the look.
I like him. He's really good.
Crisp, graphic, clean look, yeah. All right, so good.
My theme music
career.
Playing again, Doug.
I know. Yes, I got it, Chuck. Theme music
Thank
for
you.
Chuck Curry, our movie man, our movie moments at 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.